Let's pray. 祷告。Father, again we come in your Son's name.
父神，我们再次奉你爱子的名来。
And we want to be fruitful branches.
我们愿意成为多结果子的枝子。
We want to be fruitful in the proclamation of your word.
我们要在宣讲你的话语上多结果子。
We want to be fruitful in the hearing of your word.
我们要在听你的道上多结果子。
So now we give you ourselves.
所以现在我们把自己交付给你。
And plead that you would do only what you can do.
恳求你成全唯有你能够做的工作。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
With the text we pray, the Lord be pleased to speak to us from this afternoon.
求主向我们说话的这段经文是
John chapter 15,
约翰福音十五章
verse 2,
第二节。
We're making some progress.
我们在有一些进展了哈，第二节了。
John chapter 15, verse 2.
好，十五章第二节。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit,
凡属我不结果子的枝子。
He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes.
他就剪去，凡结果子的，他就修理干净。
That it may bear more fruit.
使枝子结果子更多。
Jesus continues in verse 2 and 3 to discuss the Father's work as the vine grower.
耶稣继续在第二、第三节讲到父神的工作，他是那栽培者。
As we said before lunch, it is the Father's task to ensure the vine's success.
正如我们在中午前讲的，是父神的工作，他肯定一定要葡萄树结果子。
But let me give you something to think about.
让我给你一些思想的材料啊。
A great measure of the vine's success is dependent upon you and I as branches.
这葡萄树 的成功在乎你我身为枝子是否能结果子。
For example,
譬如
if we produce little fruit,
如果我们结的果子不多
well, the vine has little fruit.
那葡萄树就 不结果子咯。
When you look at a grapevine, do you distinguish between the vine and the branches?
一个葡萄树的时候你能够分得清枝子跟那个葡萄树的主干吗？
Or do you just see a grapevine?
我就是一棵葡萄树嘛。
You don't distinguish between the leaves and the trunk of the vine?
你分不清它的叶子和它的干子跟它的枝叶等等。
It's a whole thing.
这是一个整体。
So if the branches are not fruitful, the vine is not fruitful.
如果枝子不结果子，那整个葡萄树就不多结果子咯。
Now, to many of us, this may be a radical twist on this parable.
我们很多人也许认为这是一个对这个比喻的一个曲解。
But it is nonetheless what Jesus is saying.
然而这就是耶稣的本意。
He is setting up this vital and essential truth.
他把这个重要的基本的真理给我们看见。
A vine without branches does not bear fruit.
葡萄树没有枝子就不能结果子。
Therefore, if Jesus is to have any fruit in his church,
所以主耶稣如果在他教会里要结任何果子的话，
or for that matter in the world,
或者在世上要结果子的话，
he must have it by his redeemed.
他必须借着他救赎的百姓来结果子。
So, because we are in the vine,
因为我们在葡萄树里，
in some way Jesus looks to you and to me,
从一个角度，耶稣在看我们，
for the attainment of his goal,
要从我们身上得到他的目标的成全，旨意的成就。
Contrary to what you have seen or thought before.
也许是跟你从前的思想或者认识相反啊。
And it may certainly seem contrary to verse 5, without me you can do nothing.
当然这跟第五节是恰恰相反，是耶稣说离开了我你就不能做什么。
But no, not at all is this contrary.
但其实根本就不是矛盾的。
I'm in no way compromising the truth.
我不是在妥协真理啊。
That we are absolutely dependent upon the vine to be able to produce fruit.
的确，我们完全要依靠葡萄树才能够结果子。
I cannot produce one grape without the vine's life in me.
没有那葡萄树的生命在我里头，我结不出一粒葡萄来。
But neither can the vine bear fruit without branches.
但是 同时葡萄树没有枝子也结不出果子。
So therefore, Christ has to have his people.
基督必须有他的百姓。
His people have to be fruitful if he's to have any fruit.
他的百姓要多结果子。葡萄树才能结果子。
Now this is where the Father as a master gardener comes in.
这就是父神，他是一个精巧的精心的培育者，他的角色。
He not only sees that the branches are bearing fruit, but that they bear it abundantly.
他不但看到枝子结果子，而且多结果子，丰丰盛盛的果子。
He spends much time and maintenance on the branches.
他花很多的时间来修剪，来看顾枝子和叫它结果子。
And every moment's care that he invests in you,
他在你身上所投资的每一刻的功夫
，listen，
请听
，is his care for his son，
就是他花在他儿子身上的功夫。
The father can't do one thing for you without doing it for the son。
父神不能够在你身上做任何事情，除非他先做在他儿子身上。
And don't you think he cares deeply for Jesus？
你难道不认为他切切的关爱耶稣吗？当然。
Of course he does. He loves him infinitely.
他是无限的爱他的儿子。
The care that he gives us the branches。
他给我们这些枝子的关顾。
Is the Father's love for the Son?
也就是父神对他儿子的关顾。
Because we are in the Son.
因为我们在他儿子里面。
Ultimately, it's for the vine.
最终极的，他的关顾是关顾着葡萄树。
He does all that he does for the vine.
他尽其所能，竭尽全力为着他的葡萄树。
Now, what does this mean for you?
这对你来说意味着什么呢？请听。
His love for you is guaranteed.
他对你的爱是保证的。
It is fixed.
是永不改变的。
Because he loves the son.
因为他爱他儿子，所以他也爱你。
To neglect you.
他如果忽略你。
To allow you to go backwards indefinitely.
他如果永远让你后退，一直不管你的话。
Is not only his lack of love for you, it would be a lack of love for the son.
那不仅仅是对你的忽略，也是对他儿子的忽略。
Therefore, his patience and his long suffering with you.
因此他对你的忍耐。
Is not only because he loves you,
不仅是因为他爱你个人的缘故,
but he loves the son.
乃是因为他爱他儿子的缘故。
This is an important principle.
这是一个很重要的原则。
You are so identified with Jesus Christ.
你完全与他的儿子耶稣基督认同了。
That the father can't sever you from Christ.
以致父神不能把你跟他的儿子基督分开。
One.He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
他那与主联合的是同一个灵。
In this way, he loves you as much as he loves his son.
借此他爱你就如同爱他儿子一样。
Because his love for you is love for his son.
因为他对你的爱就是他对他儿子的爱。
Now in John 17:23, part of this larger discourse.
在
John 17,
约翰福音十七章二三节，在这个整个教导里二三节
，Our Lord prays to the Father.
我们的主耶稣向父神祷告，他说
，I in them and you in me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面
，That they may be made perfect in one.
使他们完完全全地合而为一。
And that the world may know that you have sent me.
叫世人知道你差了我来。
Listen to this.
好，请注意听啊。
Pay attention.
注意听啊。
And have loved them as you have loved me.
也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
We must not confuse this to mean that we are as valuable to God as Jesus is.
我们不要搞混了，不要误解，认为这是我们在神面前的价值跟耶稣一样。
That would be a travesty.
这就是一个悲剧了，如果是这样的话。
And an injustice to the Lord.
这对主耶稣来说，这就是很不公平的了。
If you think God loves you as much as he loves his son, well then that would be accusing God of idolatry.
如果你认为耶稣爱你
If you believe,
如果你相信,
God loves you as much as He loves Jesus.
父神爱你就像他爱耶稣一样的话, 这就是一个拜偶像。这就是拜偶像。
That would be idolatry. Why?
为什么?
Because God cannot love anything more than His own self.
因为神不可能爱任何东西超越他自己。
That sounds egotistical, I know.
听起来好像是自我中心啊，我知道。
But if it's true that there's nothing better than God, it's not egotistical. If there's nothing better than God,
如果没有比神更好的,
then it isn't egotistical.
那就不是自我中心了。
It's truth.
这是真理了，因为神是超越一切的。
God values Himself more than He values anything He's created.
神看重自己，超越一切他所造之物。
So Jesus is not saying that the Father loves you to the same degree that He loves the Son.
所以耶稣这里不是说他父神爱你。
He is saying that He loves you with the same kind of love.
他乃说他爱你是同类的，同样的。
Father for child.
就是父神对儿子的父爱，同样的爱。
Have been made the children of God, and He does love us.
他使我们称为神的儿女，他的确爱我们。
But that love is also involving Jesus, the only begotten.
但这个爱也是涉及到耶稣这个神的独生子的爱。That's
why I am joyfully certain.
所以我欢欢喜喜而且很肯定的。
That God's love for me will not ever diminish.
神对我的爱永远不会减退，永远不。
Not one iota.
一点都不减退。
Because I'm in the Son. I'm one with Him. Now in verse 2, we see this love for the true vine demonstrated.
我们在第二节看到对那个真葡萄树的爱的彰显。
And it's demonstrated in the vine growers' careful, meticulous love for the vine.
彰显在栽培者对
He says, let's read it again. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away.
凡不结果子的枝子，他就，verse two.
Now, I am sure you're aware that there is some degree of uncertainty about what this means.
我相信你知道有些人对这节怎么解释有不同的看法。
There are several possible interpretations.
有几个可能的解经啊。
Some advocate that verse 2 and verse 6 represent a hypocrite.
有些人提倡的第二节和第六节呢，是在形容一个假冒伪善的人。
Let's read verse 6.
我们看第六节啊。
If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered.
人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。And
they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
就拾起来扔在火里烧掉。These
who believe that verse 2 is referring to the hypocrite.
那些相信第二节讲的是假冒伪善的人的。
Do so because of what Jesus said in verse 6.
他们之所以认为如此，是因为第六节耶稣说的话。Whoever
he's talking about here in verse 6 must be who he's talking about in verse 2.
他们认为第二节所讲的跟第六节讲的是同一种人。So
the every branch in me that does not bear fruit
所以那在我里面属我不结果子的枝子
illustrates people who profess to be Christians, but they are not true Christians.
在描述那些自称是基督徒，但是没有实际生命的。And
eventually, God the Father has to remove them.
最终呢，父神要把他们剪掉，除掉。And
some go so far as to say that this is a picture of Judas himself.
甚至有些人说，这是犹大的一幅图画。
He appeared to be in Jesus.
他似乎是在基督里。
But he wasn't really, and so he was removed.
其实他不属基督，所以最后他被剪掉。
But there's a problem with that theory.
但这样的解释有个问题啊。
Judas had already removed himself.
因为犹大已经把自己给剪除了。
He was no longer with the group.
他不再跟门徒们在一块。
And he was not here when this parable was stated.
当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，犹大也不在场。
He was already in the process of betraying Jesus.
他已经在出卖主的过程当中了。
Now, let me give you some reasons why I reject this interpretation.
让我给你几个理由, 为什么我拒绝这样的解释?
Every branch in me is not dealing with a false Christian.
凡属我不结果讲的不是假基督徒啊, 属我。
And I say that for several reasons. Number one,
有几个理由, 第一,
some hypocrites are never visibly removed from Christ.
有一些假冒伪善的人啊, 从来没有从基督里就从教会里赶出去,
In other words, 换言之, there are people who profess to be Christians but are really not.
换言之, 有一些自称是基督徒, 其实不是的, 这些人呢?
And they never seem to be removed from the body of Christ.
我们从来没有看到他们从基督的身体里的教会里头被赶出去, 被除掉, 没有, 他们实在,
they think they're saved.
他们以为他们得救了,
and many in the church also think they are saved.
很多教会弟兄姊妹也以为他们得救了。
And it's not until after death do they discover that they had been deceived all of their lives.
直到死他们才发现他们一辈子都在自欺。
I started preaching the first day after my 15th birthday.
我15岁之后我就开始讲道了。15岁生日之后开始讲道。
And I preached until I was 26.
我讲道讲到26岁。
And if I'd have died in any of those 11 years, I'd have gone to hell.
如果我在那11年当中, 15到26岁当中死掉的话,
I was one of those hypocrites.
我就是其中一位假冒伪善。
But you would have never known it.
你绝对看不出来。
And I argued and I argued with myself that I was not a hypocrite.
我自己理论, 我绝对不是假冒伪善, 我是真基督徒。
And if God would have allowed me to have died in that time period, I would have been shocked in great horror.
如果神允许我在那11年当中, 我会大吃一惊, 我竟然落到这样的下场。
So, you don't always see these hypocrites being removed from the body of Christ.
所以你不会总是看到这些假冒伪善人从基督身体的教会里头被除掉。
Something else tells me this interpretation is wrong.
还有另外一点告诉我这样的解释是错误的。
The very purpose of the parable tells me this is wrong.
就是这个比喻的目的告诉我这样解释不对。
Purpose of the parable is to illustrate.
这个比喻的目的是为了要解释，要教导。
For the remaining 11 apostles, how they were going to relate to Jesus after he went back to the Father.
要教导这留下的11个门徒，当耶稣离开他们，肉身不在的时候，他们怎么样生活。
That's the theme of this entire discourse from chapters 13 to 17.
这13章到17章，这整个耶稣的教导的最主要的主旨。
They were to live by the power of the Holy Spirit.
门徒们要靠着圣灵的大能生活。
That's what the parable is about.
这也是这个比喻的目的。
It's addressed to believers, not to unbelievers.
这些话是讲给信徒，而不是非信徒听的。
Every one of those 11 men that heard him that night were believers.
每一个11个门徒，个个都是真信徒。
Poor believers at that, yes, but they were still believers.
在那个时刻他们是非常贫穷的信徒，但是是真实的信徒。
That's why Jesus in verse 2 uses the preposition and pronoun.
所以在第二节耶稣用这个代名词
in me.
在我里面。
Every branch in me.
凡属我的枝子。
When he says later, I am the vine and you are the branches.
之后他又说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。他在讲谁呀？
He's talking to the apostles.
他在讲使徒。
There were no others.
There were
no others.
没有别人在场。
They were branches. He describes them, declares them to be.
他宣告他们，他们就是枝子。 是一个门徒，就是。
And they were in Christ.
他们在基督里是属他的。
This is completely different from verse 6, and I hope to show you
that in a moment.
But again, the purpose of the parable is not to describe salvation.
我再说一次，这个比喻的目的不是在讲救恩。
In its beginning.
在初期的救恩,
in other words, conversion.
讲的不是归信的,
you cannot use this parable to describe and teach conversion or regeneration.
你不能拿这个比喻来形容或者教导归信或者是重生的真理。
This is not a parable about justification.
这不是一个有关称义的。
No doubt.
当然。
All that's implied.
这些都有暗示。
Can't be a branch without all those things.
如果没有重生，没有得救， 你不可能成为枝子。 没错。
But this is a parable about he who has been saved.
但这个比喻是关乎那些已经得救的人。
And how they're to live.
他们应当怎么生活。
Describing the Christian life after conversion.
在描述已经得救的人，归信主的人应该怎么生活。
That's why verse 6 and verse 2 cannot be talking about the same person.
所以第二节和第六节讲的不是同一个人。
But again, more about that in just a few moments.
我们等会儿会更详细的讲啊。
Another possible interpretation.
还有第三个可能的解释。
Is that Jesus is acknowledging that a man can be truly saved and then lost.
耶稣在承认呢, 一个人可能得救了之后呢, 也许可能再失去救恩。
There are people that teach
当然有人这么教导,
that a real Christian, if he or she becomes unfruitful, can eventually lose out with God.
一个真基督徒, 如果他不结果子的话, 最终他会失去救恩, 有这样的教导。
And so they interpret verse 2 to teach that Jesus is proving that a man can be saved and then lost.
所以他们教导第二节呢，耶稣是在证明一个人可能得救了之后呢，然后又失落。
Every branch in me, you see, they were saved.
你看，凡属我不结果，他们得救嘛，属我的，对不对？
But at some point they are removed.
在某一点上，他们被剪掉了。
Well, I understand why you might want to come to that conclusion. However, I think we can quickly dismiss that interpretation. Why?
为什么?
Jesus never contradicts himself. You cannot reconcile that interpretation with our Lord's words in John 10:28.
你不能用这样的解释跟约翰福音第十章二十八节，叫他使他们吻合。
John 10:28 says.
十章二十八节怎么说？
Well, let's look at it.
我们看看。John 10:28. 约翰福音十章二十八节。
And I give them eternal life.
我赐给他们永生。
And they shall never perish.
他们永不灭亡。
Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I'll never forget the day God taught me this verse.
我永远不会忘记神教导我这节经文的日子。
I'd just been saved a short period of time.
我刚刚得救没多久啊。
And I grew up in one of those churches that believed a person could lose their salvation.
我生长在一个 那一个教会，他们相信基督徒可能失去救恩。
And I was taught how to use John 10:28 against somebody who believed in the perseverance of the saints.
他们教导我如何利用十章二十八节约翰福音啊，来反对那些相信救恩稳固的人。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗？
Using this verse as a proof text that you could lose your salvation.
用这节经文来证明你可能失去救恩。
Now, would you like me to demonstrate how to do that?
你要我教导你怎么扭曲这段经文吗？
Well, it's very easy.
很容易啊。
You take the last phrase, neither shall anyone snatch them out of their hand.
最后一句话, 谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
See that?
看到没有？
Well, you see, you can explain to the person
你可以这样解释啊，给别人听。
who believes that they cannot be lost.
解释给那些相信救恩稳固的人，一次得永远得救，可以这么解释给他们听啊。
Well, did you notice who Jesus does not mention there?
你注意到没有？耶稣这里没有提到谁呀？
He says, "No man can pluck you."
他说，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
But he does not say that you by your own choice cannot walk away.
但他没有说、啊、你凭着你自己的选择，你的意志不能够跑掉。
Pretty clever, right?
哎，很聪明啊。
You can choose to walk away.
你可以拣选。
You chose to believe in him.
你决定要信他。
Can you not choose to not believe?
你难道不能够决志不信他吗？
Even the devil himself cannot take you from his hand.
甚至魔鬼不能够把你从他手中夺去。
But Jesus didn't say anything about your will choosing to walk away.
哎，但这里耶稣没有提到你的意志选择要离开他。
But something happened that day when I was studying this text.
好的，那天呢，当我研读这段经文的时候，发生了一些事。
The words, "and they shall never perish," seemed to be emboldened.
他们永不灭亡这几个字似乎哇发出光辉来。
Jesus made a definitive statement.
耶稣在这儿说了一句清楚的 一句话。
They will not die in the end.
他们最终不会死的。
They'll never perish.
他们永不灭亡。
And at that moment, my clever argument died.
那一刻，我的一切的反对意见都没了，烟消云散。
Because even those words include my will to walk away.
因为这些话也包括了我能够选择离开他的意志，也都。
He will ensure that I will never want to walk away.
他会保证我永远跑不掉。
He will ensure that I will never perish.
他会保证 I will never
perish.
我永不灭亡。
All the Father gives to me comes to me.
父所赐给我的都要到我这里来。
And I lose none.
我一个都不会失落。
There you go.
看到没有？
End of argument.
不用再讲下去了。
That cannot be the possible interpretation.
所以这不可能是 这段经文的解释。
So what do I believe it is?
那到底这段经文是什么意思呢？怎么解释？
I believe that Jesus is talking about a true Christian.
我相信这里耶稣讲的是真基督徒。
He is talking about a true Christian who's not bearing fruit.
讲一个那个时刻没有再结果子的一个真基督徒。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Means a branch that is not bearing fruit and needs to start bearing fruit.
意思是一个不结果子的枝子需要开始结果子了。
And therefore the vine dresser lifts it up.
因此那个栽培者就把它抬起来。
Picks it up off the ground,
把它从地上拾起来
，so that it can produce fruit,
好叫它能够结果子。
I believe this is a Christian.
我相信这指的是一个基督徒。
There are many reasons why I do.
有很多理由我之所以相信。
The main reason,
但最主要的是
，is that John's words take away.
因为约翰的话。
In John's gospel is translated 8 different times.
Take away, 减去啊，减去在约翰福音里头 8 different times. 这个词有八次的出现。
To mean lift up.
把其他八次都翻译作就是升起来，捡起来，
John,
升起来。
To be fair, John does translate this word in other places as take away.
我公平点讲，的确在其他地方这个词减去啊，也有其他地方翻译作减去。
But he also uses it to mean to pick something up.
同时，这个原来这个字呢，也可以翻译作捡起来。
Do you remember the
man? 记得那个人。
Do you remember the man healed at the pool of Bethesda?
在伯赛大的池子得到医治那个人，第五章。
What did Jesus say to him?
耶稣对他说什么？
Take up your bed and walk.
拾起，拿起你的褥子来行走吧。
It's the same Greek word.
同一个希腊原文。
Arrow.
Arrow.
It's the Greek word.
就那个字，捡起来。
To lift up, to pick up.
就是拾起来。
John is telling us.
约翰在告诉我们。
That Jesus is saying.
耶稣告诉我们说。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit.
那凡属我不结果子的
，The Father picks up，
父神把它
lifts up，
拾起来，不是捡去，而是拾起来。
In other words，
换言之
The Father exhibits great love and care for all of His children.
父神对他所有的儿女都彰显极大的关爱。
Those who are bearing much fruit,
那些多结果子的
as well as those who are bearing little fruit,
或者那些不多结果子的
and even those who at this moment are not bearing any fruit,
就算此时此刻那些不结多结果子之子
Let me show you this magnificent care of the Father.
让我让你看到父神对他儿女的这个极大的关爱。
As he cares for these non-fruit-bearing branches.
让他眷顾这些不结果子之子。
Now, once again,
再说一次。
Would you not agree that it's important?
你不同意吗？是非常重要。
To rightly interpret the word of God.
按着正义分解真道非常重要。
We have to understand how the first century hearer would have understood those words.
我们必须照着第一世纪那些听到耶稣讲道的人是怎么理解。
That is a common law of biblical interpretation.
这是解经的一个很普遍的一个原则。
One of the reasons we have so much false teaching today.
我们今天之所以有那么多错误的道理。
Is because men try to read their present culture and biases into the word of God.
因为很多人把现在的他们文化的偏见和理解带到圣经里头去。
Your prejudices, your previous knowledge and experience.
你先入为主的一些思想一些偏见
act like rose-colored glasses.
就像戴有色的眼镜一样
and they tint everything you see.
他们把你所看到整个世界都颜色化改观了。
When we come to the Word of God, we must acknowledge.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们必须承认。
I do have biases.
的确，我们个人都有一些偏见。
I have things that I've been taught in my past that I believe to be true.
我从前人家教导我，我以为是真的。
And if I try to make the Bible fit my preconceived theology,
如果我让圣经能够被我先入为主的神学观点所塑造的话
I will not rightly divide the word of God.
我就不能够按照正义分解真理道
and come to a wrong conclusion.
我就会有下错误的结论
I think we're in agreement.
我想我们在这一点上是一致
So how would those 11 men heard this parable?
那当时的11个门徒是怎么理解这个比喻的呢
Well, let meExplain
让我解释一下
modern methods of vine growing versus ancient
现代培植葡萄树跟当时培植葡萄树的方法的不同
How many of you have seen vineyards?
多少人见过葡萄园
you bet, literally. How are the vineyards structured?
这些葡萄园是怎么样子构造的什么结构
All in rows,
都是一排一排，对吧？
And all the vines are growing straight up.
所有的葡萄树都是往上涨，对不对？
On a trellis,
在一个杆子上。
Which is fence post with wiring stretched in between the posts.
那个杆子呢，就是是有很多的篱笆，上面有这个杆子，对不对？
That's how we grow vines today.
我们今天是怎么样长葡萄的？
And the branches are trained to grow along the wires.
那些枝子呢，要跟这些篱笆呢，就在上面长，对不对？葡萄树。
But in ancient times, the days of Jesus.
但古代就在耶稣的时代啊。
That is not how they grew vines.
这他们不是用这样的方法长葡萄树。
They actually allowed the vine to trail along the ground.
他们让这些葡萄在地上爬的。
I have a picture back home of a Judean hillside.
我家里头啊有一个Judean 就是犹大的一个山坡一幅图画。
And it's terraced.
上面的这个阶梯山坡的阶梯。
And on each terrace, there are all these vines growing along the ground.
每一个阶梯上呢在地上长的葡萄。
And what they would do is when a branch began to put on the cluster of grapes in the spring.
当在冬春天这些枝子呢开始一串串的葡萄长出来了。
They would pick that branch up and prop it up with a stick or a rod.
他们就把这一串葡萄给捡起来然后下面拿个撑的架子把它架起来。
The cluster of grapes could not come in contact with the dirt.
葡萄的籽呢不能跟土地接触的。
There are microbes and germs in the soil that would perish the grapes.
因为在土地里头有一些细菌呢，他们会叫这些葡萄会受亏损，就吃掉它。 而且呢,
grapes need good air ventilation.
葡萄串儿也需要很好的空调。
Another reason to lift up the branch and to prop it up.
所以就把它提起来, 然后就把它用枝子架子撑起来。
Another method they would use.
还有一个方法呢,
is simply to take the major trunk of the vine and prop it up on a pole.
就是把那个主干给 架起来,
and let the branches trail back down towards the earth.
然后呢,枝子呢,就一个个,就到地上去。
It was the Romans that introduced trellising to grapevine growing.
现在罗马人把这个现代的长葡萄的方法,就是用这个,
but even the Romans, even the Romans did not do it the way we do it today.
就算是罗马人的方法跟我们今天也不一样。
They would build wooden trellises and train the vines to grow on those trellises.
他们会用木头的架子把它建筑起来,然后让葡萄长在上面。
So when Jesus shared this parable, immediately the minds of the apostles,
所以当耶稣分享这个比喻的时候, 立刻门徒就想到,
knew what Jesus was talking about.
就知道耶稣讲的是什么, 当时的情况。
In fact, I argue
其实我是这么相信的,
that when Jesus told this parable, he was standing beside a vineyard.
当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候, 他正在一个葡萄园旁边。
They had just left the upper room and were making their way to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他们刚刚离开那个楼上的房间, 他们正要去克西玛尼的路上。
And in my, I hope, sanctified imagination,
我相信是圣化的想象力啊，在我的心里。
I can see Jesus pick off,
我可以看到耶稣从地上捡起来,
a little cutting that had been pruned perhaps even that day,
那天刚刚被剪下来的一个枝子,
as he taught this parable.
当他教导这个比喻的时候, 他拿着这个在讲, 也许啊。
So, if a fruit-bearing branch, a branch that was intended to bear fruit,
如果一个应该结果子的枝子,
had fallen off of that pole,
从那个木架上架子上掉下来了,
or the cluster of grapes for some reason was in the dirt,
或者那一串葡萄掉在地里头去了,
the vine dresser would pick that branch up,
修理的人就会把那个枝子捡起来,
cleanse it,
然后把它修理干净, 洗干净。
You had to get all that dirt off the cluster and the leaves.
Very important.
And he would lift it so it could start producing its fruit.
把它举起来,
now, that is my second reason for believing this.
这是我第二个相信这个解释的理由。
First reason,
第一个理由,
the word aereo can be translated to lift up as well as to take away.
这个剪去可以翻译作或者拿去或者拿起来。
My second reason for
believing this,
this is the way that they would grow vines in those days.
因为那个时代, 他们就是这样修理葡萄,
it would have been a common practice for the vineyard grower to lift up a branch, wash it off and clean it, and prop it up.
所以这是当时很普遍的一个葡萄园的修理者, 他会把它捡起来, 把那个葡萄洗干净, 然后修理干净。
But the third reason,
还有第三个原因,
is the modern pruning methods versus the ancient pruning methods.
就是现代跟古代的修理方法的不同。
Today, most vines are pruned to maximize their fruit production.
今天呢,大多数的葡萄树的修理,好叫他们多结果子,能够多结葡萄。
Modern vine grower will only allow branches that produce fruit to remain in the vine.
现代的修剪者呢,会 只允许那些结果子的留在枝子上,
that's usually
留在葡萄树上,
somewhere between 8 to 12 canes or branches.
8 to 12 是8到12个枝子允许他们留下来可以结葡萄。
Everything else is removed.
其他一切全部都除掉,除得干干净净。
Now the question I want to ask you, and I'm sure you don't know,
我要问的问题是, 我相信你不知道答案。
When would the vine grower do that?
这些修剪葡萄树的人是什么时候修剪?
When would he make sure that there would be only 8 to 12 fruit-bearing branches?
什么时候他要只留下 8到 12根结果子的葡萄? 什么时候?
When the plant was alive and growing or when it was dormant?
是当这些葡萄树正在成长的时刻还是当它正在休息睡觉的时候?
When it's dormant.
是当它正在休息的时候,不多结果的时候。
Sometime in late fall and early winter.
有时候在秋天的末,秋末冬初的时候。
Before the plant comes out of dormancy.
当这个葡萄树还没有从睡觉,就是清醒过来的时候。
The entire grapevine would be cut back to the major trunk.
整个葡萄树就把它修剪到只剩下一根主干。
Two major lateral arms.
剩下那些主要的枝干。
And about 8 to 12 buds on those arms.
在这些枝干上面有8到12个花苞。
That when the warm sunshine of spring came,
当春天温暖的太阳照射的时候,
8 to 12 buds would sprout out as fruit bearing branches.
8到12个花苞就会开花结果，成为结出葡萄串。
That's the way we do it today.
这是我们今天的方法。
But in ancient times,
但古代呢,
very different.
很不同。
They would allow some non-fruit bearing branches to remain.
他们会允许一些不结果子的枝子继续留在葡萄树上。
Certain non-fruiting branches, the vine keeper would actually tie up along with the fruiting branches.
他们会把这些不结果子的跟那些结果子的都放在一块。
Now the timing of these prunings are extremely important.
这个修剪的时间呢很重要，这个时刻。
There is a second time of year to do pruning.
还有第二个修剪的季节。
In the spring of the year, when these 8 to 12 branches begin to form,
当春天了，当这十到十二个枝子开始形成的时候，
the vineyard grower would come in and he would clean all the suckers and shoots off that branch.
葡萄园的修剪者呢，会来会把那些寄生的那些东西啊，寄生的植物啊，全部都给清理干净。
Anything that's going to rob sap from the vine.
一切会把葡萄树的枝子那营养给吸收走的别的东西。
And not use it for producing the grape.
不是为了多结果子，他就会把那些寄生的东西全部都修剪掉。
So all you'd have is these growing branches being left to the vine.
所以你看到的是剩下来那些在会结果子的枝叶。
Here, it was not a severe type of pruning.
这不是那个严厉的修剪啊，这里。
It would be these little green suckers and shoots.
你会剪掉那些寄生的草啊，寄生的那些东西，把它剪掉。
And the vine grower would just let them drop to the ground where they would rot.
修剪者让他们掉在地上，他们就腐烂掉了。
It was in the late fall or winter when he did the severe pruning.
直到 秋末或是冬初的时候，他才会大大的修剪。
And these branches would be removed that would not produce fruit.
那些不结果的枝子就会被剪掉。
They would collect them.
他就会把这些捡起来。
Throw them in the fire and they would be burned.
丢在火里头烧掉。
Now friends, I think this is one of the strongest arguments.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这是一个最强烈的一个。
Verse 2 and verse 6 are two different people.
一个论证啊，就是第二节跟第六节讲的是两种不同的人。
Every branch in me.
每一个属
Can't overlook those two words in me.
属我，你不能够忽略这个词啊。属我的枝子。第二节，我就捡起来。
It's not bearing fruit.
它不结果子，把它捡起来。
And then what does he say in the latter part of verse 2?
然后第二节最后他说什么？
And every branch in me that does bear fruit, I cleanse.
凡在我里面多结果子的，我就什么？我就修理干净。
That word cleanse or prune
那个修理干净这个词啊
has as a root word the same word lift up.
这个刺根和剪去是同一个词。
He uses it again in verse 3. Has the same root.
第三节他用同一个词又说一次已经干净了同一个词。第三节
This is the springtime pruning.
这是春天的修剪。
Verse 6 is the winter pruning.
第六节是冬天的秋末的大修剪。
Verse 2 is dealing with the Christian that has fallen.
第二节讲的是跌倒的基督徒。
And needs the care and love of the vine dresser to lift it up and cleanse it.
他们需要修理的人好好的眷顾他把他捡起来修理干净。
Verse 6.
第六节呢?
Jesus is very careful in his grammar.
耶稣在他的文法里头是非常慎重的。
He does not say that these branches are in him.
他没有说这些枝子是属他的。
In fact, he goes out of the way to prove that they have never been in him.
其实他讲得很清楚他说这些枝子根本就从来不属他。
If anyone does not abide in me.
人若不常在我里面。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Every branch in me.
凡属我的不结果的
Two different.
两个不同的人
He is cast out.
好不结果子的不在我里面
As a branch.
人就拾起来第六节人若不藏在我里面就像枝子丢在外面枯干
If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch.
他就会像枝子一样丢在外面枯干
He's not saying he is a branch.
他没说他是一个枝子
He's treated like a branch that doesn't bear fruit. It's dead.
你看没有？它像枝子，不是是。
There's no life in this branch.
它里头没有生命，它本来就没有生命。
Dead wood and all it deserves is the fire.
它是朽木，它只配丢在火里头烧掉。
When would that have taken place?
这是什么时候发生的事？
In the winter, not in the spring.
冬天不是在春天。
Two different kinds of pruning.
两种不同的修剪。
I hope that I'm not straining in a gnat and swallowing a camel.
我盼望我不是把蒙虫就滤掉，把骆驼就吞下去啊。
But I believe Jesus is using this spring pruning of lifting and cleansing to address the very apostles themselves.
我相信这里耶稣在讲春天的修剪来向使徒们说话。
We all know that there are believers who are producing fruit.
我们知道有些信徒在结果子。
But there are sometimes they don't produce fruit.
有时候呢，他们也不结果子。
In fact, every Christian in here has had both of those experiences.
其实每个基督徒都有这样的经历，对。
We've been both fruitful and.
我们有时候多结果子，有时候不多结果子。
I really think verse 2 is talking about those 11 men.
我相信第二节讲的是那十一个门徒。
At this time of their lives, they were not very fruitful at all.
他们结的果子不是很多啊。
We easily see this throughout the entire three chapters, four chapters.
我们在这三四章里头可以很容易看到这一点。
He's not just preparing them for the next three difficult days.
他不仅仅是在准备预备他们面对以后三四天的艰难的日子。
He's preparing them for the remainder of their lives without him bodily there.
他乃是在准备他们面对以后的将来的长期的日子耶稣不在不与他们同在那些日子
And let me give you some examples of why I say the apostles were very fruitless
让我给你几个例子啊来说明此时此刻呢十一个门徒结果子不多第一
They were a jealous bunch of men
他们是一群满了嫉妒的人
Jesus has just announced at the Last Supper
耶稣在最后的晚餐刚刚宣布
that one of them is going to betray him and he's going to die.
你们当中有个人要出卖我了，他要死了。
And immediately after that, a dispute breaks out among them.
紧接着，他们当中就吵起来了。
Who was going to be considered the greatest?
他们在争论，他们当中谁是最大的？
Now, is that the kind of fruit you believe that God's looking that for?
你想神在寻找这样的果子吗？
The wrong kind of fruit.
这是错误的果子，不好的果子。
This is an attitude of fruitlessness that you can see.
这是你看到他们当中一种不结果子的心态。
It's a work of the flesh.
这是肉体的工作。
Secondly,
好，第二。
They lacked love for one another.
他们也缺乏彼此相爱的心。
Jesus, before the Last Supper, girds a towel.
耶稣在最后的晚餐之前呢，拿起一块布毛巾围在身上。
And washes their feet.
然后洗他们的脚。
And he says,
然后他说，
I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet.
我是你们的夫子，你们的主，我洗你们的脚。
You ought to also wash one another's feet.
你们也应当彼此洗脚。
Why did he give that example?
他为什么要给这样的例子呢？
Because these men were too jealous and really didn't love one another.
因为这些人都彼此嫉妒，不能够彼此相爱。
In fact, he says, I give you a new commandment.
事实上他说，我给你们一条新的诫命。
Love one another as I have loved you.
我要你们彼此相爱，正如我爱你们一样。
And he repeats that.
他又重复同样的话。
Love one another as I have loved you.
彼此相爱，正如我爱你。
He says it three times in that discourse.
那段话里头，他说了三次。
They struggled with unbelief and doubt.
所以他们也有不信和怀疑的一些挣扎。
In John chapter 13, verse 19.
约翰福音十三章十九节。
He prophesies that one of them is going to betray him.
他预言了他们当中有个人要出卖他。
And he says in verse 19, I tell you before it comes to pass that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he.
十九节，如今事情还没有成就，我要先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信我是基督。
What do you mean, believe that I am he?
什么意思啊？你相信我就是基督？
Didn't they already know who he was?
他们难道不知道他是基督吗？
Not really.
其实不是真正知道。
They believed he was the Messiah.
他们相信他是弥赛亚。
They believed a lot of things about him.
他们相信他很多有关他的事。
But they did not believe him completely.
但是他们没有全心的信靠他。
Again, the 14th chapter, verse 1.
再一次，十四章第一节。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
As I said last night, he's almost pleading with them, please believe, put your trust in me.
正如昨天晚上我说，他几乎在恳求他们，请你们相信我好不好？
He pleads us yet a third time in the 10th verse of the 14th chapter.
第十节他第三次的恳求他们。
Do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me?
我在父里面，父在我里面，你们不信吗？
He then says in verse 11, Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
他又说了十一节，你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。
At least believe me for the sake of the work themselves.
既或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Once again, chapter 14, verse 29.
十四章的二十九节。
Now I've told you before it comes that when it does come to pass, you may believe.
现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。
But to me, the most indicting statement from Jesus concerning their faith.
对我来说，耶稣对他们的信心的最大的控告的一句话呢？
Is John chapter 16.
是约翰福音第十六章。
Verse 30 and 31.
三十到三十一节。
Now.Here's their response.
这是他们的回应。
This is their declaration, the apostles.
这是使徒们的宣告啊，他们说。
Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question.
啊，现在我们晓得你凡事都知道，也不用人问你。
Oh, by this we believe that you came forth from God.
借此我们信你是从神来的。
And Jesus answered them and said.
三十节，耶稣说。
Do you now believe?
现在你们信吗?
Do you really?
真的吗?现在信了?
Can you not hear the doubt in Jesus concerning their faith?
你看到没有?耶稣对他们的信心也有怀疑啊。
In fact, they didn't believe, did they?
其实他们还没有真信。
One would deny that he ever knew Christ.
其中有一个会否认,
and the others would forsake.
他认识的,其他十个都会各个否定耶稣跑掉。
These men lacked understanding.
缺乏对耶稣的认识。
Most of you in this room have more understanding, correct doctrine than those men did at this night.
我们当中啊，大多数人比那十一个门徒当时对耶稣认识更深，更正确。
Even after the resurrection, they still would not believe.
就算耶稣复活了，肉身复活，他们还不信。
They didn't understand the death and the resurrection. They couldn't.Grasp.
他们不明白耶稣的死和复活，他们就是搞不通，想不懂。
But the worst thing about it all,
但最糟糕的
to me proves they had no fruit in their lives, very little.
证明他们生命中不多结果子，或者几乎没果子。
Now listen.
好，注意听啊。
They struggled to love Jesus.
就是他们爱耶稣，他们对耶稣的爱也有挣扎。他们要爱主耶稣，心里头也很难。
John chapter 14 verse 28.
约翰福音十四章第28节。
John 14:28.
十四章二十八节。
If you have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you.
二十八节，你们听见我对你们说了，我去还要到你们这里来。
If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to my Father.
你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐。
If you loved me,
如果你们爱我，你们若爱我
，you'd be happy for me.
你们就会为我高兴，喜乐。
But they were so in love with themselves.
但是他们爱的是自己
，so self-centered,
完全自我中心。
That they couldn't love Jesus the way he ought to be loved.
他们没有照着耶稣配得的爱来爱他。
Well, let me give you one more proof that I believe these men are in a fruitless condition.
让我再给你一个证明啊，
verse
来证明他们不多结果。
16 of the 15th chapter of John.
十五章的十五到十六节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Of the 15th chapter.
十五章。
No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的已经都告诉你。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
And that,
并且分派你们去结果子
and that your fruit should remain.
叫你们的果子长存
He commissions them to bear fruit.
他分派他们去结果子
Which means they weren't bearing fruit.
这意味着他们本来不结果子
He didn't say, I want you to bear more fruit.
他没有说我叫你们多结果结更多的果子不
He would have said if they were bearing fruit.
如果他们再结果子的话他会这么说叫你们多结一些果子更多
They weren't even doing that.
他们甚至一点果子都没有。
Now, lest you make a mistake and think that fruitlessness is okay because the apostles were this way.
我就怕你以为不结果子是正常，你看门徒们也都这样嘛。
Let me assure you.
让我再一次
ongoing fruitlessness.
继续不断不结果子的话
is impossible to the child of God.
对神的儿女是绝不可能的。为什么？
Because every branch in me that does not bear fruit,
因为凡属我不结果子的枝子
he lifts up,
他就会剪去，就是剪起来，拾起来，拿起来
cleanses them,
然后修理干净
so they can bear fruit,
使枝子结果子更多
That's what those 11 men were experiencing.
这就是当时的十一个门徒所经历的。
That's what they were going to experience.
或者即将会经历。
Those next 3 days, the pruning knife of the Father was out and cutting much.
那三天，这三天，紧接着三天，父神的剪刀会下来修剪他们，修理。
God does not give up on His branches.
你看到没有？神父神不会放弃他的枝子。
He knows how to get us producing.
他知道如何使我们多结果子。
But if you are a quote Christian,
但如果你是一个所谓的基督徒的话
in a perpetual state of fruitlessness,
你却总是不结果子
let me say to you,
让我告诉你
you are not a Christian.
其实你根本就不是基督徒
that is antithetical,
这是自相矛盾
impossible according to the scriptures.
根据圣经是不可能的
why?
为什么
because you're going to try harder, do better?
是因为你要去尽力而为、
no.
竭力不不不
Because of the vine dresser.
因为修理的人
And his love for Jesus.
他对耶稣的爱
Guaranteeing the vine success.
保证这枝子一定会结果子一定会成功
Going to guarantee he's not going to leave you in that state.
也会保证他不会留你在这样不结果子的状况中
He's coming for you.
他会为你而来。
You are his aim.
你是他的目标。
His heart longs to see you producing fruit.
他的心巴望你多结果子。
The glory of his son.
好叫他儿子得荣耀。
The glory of the father.
好叫父神的修理者也得荣耀。
If we produce little fruit,
如果我们只结一点果子的话，
then Jesus will bear little fruit.
那么也就意味着耶稣不多结果子了。
Remember, the vine can only produce fruit through the branches.
记得，葡萄树只能够借着枝子才能结果子。
Therefore, if he's to have any fruit, he has to have it by you and me.
如果他要得到果子，必须借着你和我。
Don't think.But the Father's love for Jesus is going to tolerate no fruit bearing.
不要以为父神对他儿子的爱可以容忍我们不结果子。
God has given us His Spirit.
神赐给他圣灵。
Spirit of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的圣灵。
And that means the life of Jesus is in you. It's in me.
换言之，耶稣基督里面的灵也在我们里面。
We have the assurance that the Father's love is not going to leave us in the condition we are.
是我们有这样的保证，因为父神的爱，所以他不会让我们不结果子。
You say,
那你说
，But I think I am producing fruit.
我在结果子啊，我认为。
Well, very good.
很好，很好。
The Father is going to ensure you will not stay in that condition.
父神会保证你不会永远这样下。
But that's that you will bear more fruit.
意味着你会结更多的果子。
God's always at work in us.
神总是在我们心中动工，动善工。
Leads me back to the question of last night.
这把我们带回昨天晚上的问题啊。
Can you look within your life and see the activity of God?
你可否看自己的生命，看到神的作为，神的工作呢？
Where is He working? Where is He working?
他在哪里工作呢？
Where can you see the knife removing the?Unnecessary part.
你在哪里看到神的剪刀把那没有必要的部分给剪掉呢？
When was the last time God loved you enough to take you through the fire?
上一次因为神爱你，他把你带领过那火炼的试验是什么时候呢？
You came out like pure gold.
你从火中经过，就像金晶一样。
Where's the refiner's fire working?
那炼金者的火在哪里？哪里燃烧，把你的残渣烧掉呢？
Could you sit there and tell me that you claim to be a Christian?
你告诉我，你自称是基督徒，你坐在那儿，你说。
And the refiner is not working?
而那个炼金者却没有在你身上动工。
That for the last year, 2 years, you've made no advancements.
过去两年，你生命没有一点长进。
Your prayer life is just the same.
你的祷告总是习以为常，总是那个样子。
No love for the word of God.
你对神的话语没有爱慕的心。
No desire to study so that you can experience Jesus.
你没有渴慕研读他的话语，好像你更深的认识他的心。
Don't insult the Spirit of God like that.
不要侮辱神的灵啊！这样侮辱神的灵。
We have a vine dresser.
我们有一位修剪者。
Who is working on behalf of his son?
他在为他儿子在工作。
And that means
这意味着
much attention in the branches.
他会精心的眷顾他的枝子的。
He will not leave us alone.
他不会放过我们的。
His activity is there, whether you feel it or not.
不管你有没有感觉，他正在你身上动善
功。And it will be evidenced.
也会表现在
by fruit bearing.
你的果供生命的果子上。
We'll talk about
什么样的果子，我们下堂课再讲。
Right now, I want you to
此时此刻，我要你反省自己，扪心自问。
Do you see the activity of the Father?
你看到父神修剪的工作吗？
Or is your heart cold towards him?
或者你对他的心是如此冷漠、关闭、
resisting him?
抵挡他。
Oh, my dear friend, please.
亲爱的朋友，请原谅我。
Please be careful.
小心啊。
To resist the work of the vine dresser.
不要抵挡修剪者的
is to resist his love.
你修剪，你抵挡他，你是在抵挡他的爱。不仅是你啊。
But for the son.
是抵挡他对他儿子的爱。
It is to believe that the father doesn't really love the son that much.
你抵挡他，你是在说，你相信父神没有那么爱他儿子。
To me, that is blasphemy.
对我而言，这是亵渎，这是亵渎。
To say that the father doesn't love the son enough to work in you.
你说神没有爱他儿子到一个地步，以至于在你心中动工，这是在亵渎。
If in these last few hours together,
如果在后面这一两个钟头里面，几个钟头里面，
God is beginning to expose your heart.
神开始让你的心曝光。
Just like he did me when I was 26.
正如我26岁，他在我心中动工之后。
And you discover as I did.
你发现，正如我当时所发现的一样。
That the work of the Father was never there.
没有父神在我心中的工，生命中的工作。
The new birth had never happened.
我从来没有得到新的生命。
I was not a true child of God.
我根本就不是一个真基督徒，不是真实。
Don't close your eyes to that.
请你不要闭上眼睛不看这个事实。
Don't shut your ears to his voice.
也不要塞住你的耳朵。
Cooperate with him.
你要与他合作。
Work with him.
与他同工。
Lord, make yourself known to me.
主啊，向我显明你自己。
I'll be glad to try to answer any questions you might have.
如果你有任何问题，我很高兴愿意回答你的问题。
Brother Larry, Brother Patrick, they'll be glad to counsel you.
严牧师或者我们都愿意帮助你们。
But we can't save you.
但我们救不了你。
We're branches that need the Father's care too.
我们也是枝子，我们也需要父神的修剪。
But he can save you.
但他可以拯救你。
Pursue him.
你要寻求他。
Plead with him to make himself known to you.
你要求告他，让他向你显明自己。
And make you his branch.
使他成为你真正的枝子。你要接上葡萄树。
Amen.
阿们。
Father.
父神。
I believe you're speaking to some here today who are in that very predicament.
你在向我们当中正在那样的情况中的人说话。
I wish I could do more.
我巴不得我能够多做一些事。
But I can't even save me.
但我自己都救不了自己。
I need a savior.
我需要一位救主。
They need a savior.
他们也需要救主。
Save them.
主啊，拯救他们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。